This is episode 1657. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, getting ready to meditate. You might be out walking around, doing your errands, or driving. It's all good, or you may be settled in a space that's designated as your meditation space, getting ready to give yourself some stillness. So I'm going to provide you some meditation inspiration today, and I'll share with you a breathing technique. And this is a breathing technique to help you find joy in the ordinary. Our theme we're exploring this week is joy, an inner joy. Different from happiness. Happiness is fleeting, and happiness is great. It's good to have those fleeting moments, but when things are not going so well and you may experience stress and overwhelm, you may find that if you haven't cultivated your joy, you may feel a little empty inside. And so as you look for joy and even plan joy in your life each day this week, that is your challenge. If you've been following along with the series, you know I issued a challenge for you at the beginning of the series where I encouraged you to plan your happiness and your joy. Plan moments throughout your day that will bring you joy and happiness. But as you do so, I want to mention that it's important to find your happiness and joy in the ordinary. When you can do this, then you have that deep inner joy, that eternal joy that's always there. It's part of you. And you become better and better at tapping into that when you focus on it. So to do this, think about your life and what you do, the things that may not seem so significant. They're the ordinary things of life. Most of life is ordinary. So if you're living most of your life without spectacular things happening constantly, then it's important to be able to find your joy in the ordinary. So when you do this, consider the tasks you might do each day. Consider if you commute, maybe you drive in heavy traffic each day, or maybe you're busy with your family. You have all kinds of work to do as far as cooking and cleaning and taking care of your home. Those things are ordinary things that you likely do day in and day out, and they can seem mundane. But if you can find joy in doing this, this can be your new secret weapon as you live your life. When I lived in Japan, I noticed there was a deep joy in doing the ordinary. In fact, the ordinary was celebrated. It was elevated. This makes me think of Madame Shizu Iha, who lived on the island of Okinawa when I lived there for a while before moving to Tokyo. And she was the wealthiest woman on Okinawa. and I happened to live in the same condo unit as she did. She owned the condo unit, and the entire top floor, the penthouse, was hers. And she would invite the other people living in the condo, such as me, to her home a few times a year and cook an amazing meal. This wasn't a meal she had catered. There was no one to help her, and she refused our help. She would sit at this low table, this low, long table where we were all seated, and we overlooked the South China Sea. It was an amazing view of the town and the sea below her condo unit, which sat high on a hill on the narrowest part of the island. It was only 4 miles wide across, so we could see all around the whole island. And she would cook and serve and clean up. And she refused our help because she was celebrating these events that we normally think sometimes are beneath us, such as preparing a meal or cooking it or cleaning up. She did this to honor us. And she really knew how to honor ordinary life. And I think that's what made her so successful. She happened to have a real estate empire on the island and also in Hawaii and Las Vegas. So that's how she became Madame Iha, the wealthiest woman on the island. So I learned this from her, celebrating the ordinary. She would go on a walk each morning and bring back all kinds of vegetables that the village people would give her as she walked each morning and past their homes and gardens. And she would share it. She would knock on the door and be so excited about some big cucumber that someone gave her. And then she would give it to us. And it was so humbling to have this woman who was so busy and had so much status spend time celebrating the ordinary with us. So think about the ordinary in your own life as you settle yourself down to meditate right now. I hope you do it. Just spend some time in inner stillness. You get better and better at it the more consistent you are. And the more consistent you are, you begin to notice yourself responding much better to stress, even after as little as 2 weeks of sitting down for even 10 minutes at a time, relaxing your mind and body. You will notice big changes quickly. So the breathing technique I want to share with you is for you to listen to your inner wisdom, to listen to your intuition. And as you do so, just go with however you're feeling. Allow yourself to honor how you're feeling right now. So as you inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, as you inhale, think of the ordinary joy in your life. And listen to your intuition. Exhale any tension. And as you inhale, listen to your intuition, your inner wisdom. This is where you find your joy. You are so worth slowing down for.